Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Be Well Club podcast. I wanted to take this moment to thank all of you for showing so much love on my previous episode. It means the world to me, so thank you everyone. And honestly, it helps me as well to understand what topic resonates with you the most. And if you ever want me to touch on a certain topic, please reach out to me via Instagram or email. I would love to hear from you as well as hear about your suggestions. All right. So I have 100% feeling that today's episode is going to resonate with a lot of you. I'm going to talk about the most common dilemmas us women have, and we're always trying to find the why behind it. I'm talking about the days in which you just feel like your face is either extra puffy, you have pronounced dark eye circle, or your wound is healing slower than usual, and also maybe that weight gain around your belly. And if you're anything like me, I'm 100% sure you've wondered if it has anything to do with your skincare routine or maybe your skincare products that is causing you to look like a 5 out of 10. But then you also wonder, how is that possible? Because you know that you're using good and high quality skincare products. So what then could be causing this? What else could be causing you to have that whole exhausted look, which then results in you hearing your coworker telling you, "Oh my God, girl, you look so tired today. Gee, thanks." Yeah. I've heard that and I've been there, but it wasn't until recently that I realized that it is very common among ambitious women. You know why? Well, before I dive in, I just want to let you know that it is 100% not your fault that there are days where you don't look like the best version of yourself. Okay, so let's dive in. The reason why this is very common among ambitious women and why it is also impacting your skin is no other than your stress hormones, aka cortisol, my favorite topic. So let's explore the science behind how chronic stress undermines your skincare efforts and discover how we can achieve that healthy, glowing skin that we 100% deserve. Okay. So if you've been tuning into my podcast, you may already be familiar with what cortisol is. But if you're not sure what cortisol is, no worries. Let me explain this super quickly. Cortisol essentially is one of our stress hormones, and it is naturally produced by our body to help us cope with challenging situations. And it's super essential. In other words, if our cortisol levels are regulated properly and are within the acceptable range, then it's okay. Besides, we need it, right? Or in terms of coping with challenging situations. But when stress becomes chronic, cortisol levels remain elevated. And this is when it starts impacting our overall health and appearance. So let me explain to you how cortisol plays out in your body. So when it comes down to puffy face and dark circles, essentially what cortisol does is it disrupts the blood flow and fluid retention in your body. Cortisol constricts the blood vessels under your eyes, which then leads to a thin, dark appearance, aka dark circle. On top of that, cortisol also causes fluid accumulation in the face, leading to puffiness. Keep in mind though that there are direct research that are still ongoing when it comes down to cortisol and puffiness, but the link to fluid retention is well established. So now you know why you have that puffy face and dark circle. And the next time you have them, just reflect back on how the past few days and weeks have been for you. Were you extremely overwhelmed? Did you feel restless? Because chances are you're probably just extremely stressed and you haven't been managing your stress levels properly. And that is what's causing you that dark circle under your eyes and also fluid retention in your body. And when it comes down to premature aging, again, cortisol, what it does is it essentially breaks down collagen and elastin, the proteins that are responsible for maintaining youthful, plump skin. If you're a skincare enthusiast like me, you probably know a lot about collagen, right? There's so many products right now out there that are collagen infused, and there are also lots of collagen supplements out there now because essentially collagen is associated with youthful and plump skin. And research in mice suggests that chronic stress and elevated cortisol leads to increased markers of skin aging. And that is why your expensive serums might seem less effective, because they can't fully counteract the collagen breakdown caused by high cortisol. And then when it comes down to belly fat, cortisol essentially triggers fat storage in your body, and particularly around the midsection, through a process called visceral adipocyte differentiation. Studies show a clear link between chronically elevated cortisol and increased abdominal fat. This also explains why targeted exercises might not yield the results you expect, because cortisol promotes overall fat storage. And now that you know all about the science behind how cortisol impacts your overall appearance, what it does to your body, I guess the question now you might be wondering is, what can you do? Is there something that you can do? 100%. Of course you can. So I'm going to go over a two-pronged approach that is science-backed, as well as approaches that has 100% worked for me and my clients. So I'll be going over some stress management strategies, as well as cortisol calming diet that you can incorporate. Remember, the most luxurious serums cannot work miracles if your body is constantly stressed. And that is why it is super important that you manage your stress properly and strategically every day. So let's talk food first. Here are some science-backed ways to support your skin from within. So first things first, swap out stressors for supporters. What that means is ditch sugary drinks and processed foods. Why? Because it can spike your blood sugar and worsen stress. Instead, go for stabilizing complex carbohydrates like whole grains, fruits, vegetables. Also, don't forget healthy fats like avocado, nuts, olive oil, because they help to keep you feeling full and satisfied longer. I know you might feel like it's, you know, a bit expensive, or maybe you just don't have the time to go do grocery shopping and cook at home. But if you are not taking those first steps to help your body by fueling it with the right food, applying those hundreds of dollars of serum on your face and taking those supplements isn't going to help you either. And the second most important thing is hydration. Make sure you are drinking at least 8 glasses of water every day, because when dehydration happens, it stresses your body, which then leads to increased cortisol production. And you don't want that, right? So make sure you're hydrating yourself so that it helps to keep your system running smoothly, as well as keeping your skin hydrated. And thirdly, mind your minerals. I know you've probably heard this a lot. Magnesium is key. Magnesium is super important for your body. It is a natural stress reliever, and research also suggests that it might even help regulate cortisol levels. So incorporate magnesium-rich foods like dark leafy greens, nuts, seeds, and whole grains into your diet. I know that you can also opt for supplements, but remember, supplements are just supplements. You have to make sure that the food that you're eating is where you're getting majority of your minerals and nutrients first before you start taking supplements. And now let's go over some of my favorite stress management strategies. I feel like a lot of ambitious women always feel like self-care is unproductive, self-care is unnecessary, and it's just a waste of time. But to be honest, it is the total opposite. It is absolutely necessary. You have to prioritize your well-being. And prioritizing your well-being isn't selfish at all, and it's extremely productive. Why? Because when you prioritize yourself and your well-being, it helps you to be more productive. It's the same as making sure that your car is properly fueled, your car is properly maintained so that it can take you from point A to point B and it can last longer. And here are some powerful techniques that I have used to help combat chronic stress. Aim to move your body at least 30 minutes daily, because exercise is more than just calorie burning. It is a fantastic stress reliever. I used to be that girl that was like super obsessed with calories. I would literally record the calorie that I'm intaking every day, calorie that I'm losing through going to the gym. But it was just a few years ago that I realized that exercising is more than calories. And that's when I truly enjoyed exercising. And another thing to remember as well is that exercise does not mean that you have to go to the gym. It could be any sort of physical activity that keeps your heart rate up. And whether it's dancing, running, your classes, or rollerblading, do anything that keeps your heart rate up and at the same time something that you truly enjoy. Okay? And the second thing is, power down to power up. Always prioritize your sleep and aim for at least 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night, because a well-rested body is going to be much better equipped to handle stress that is coming your way. If you're struggling with not being able to get 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night, feel free to DM me the word sleep and I'll be sure to send you 8 hacks to get you that 7 to 9 hours of sleep that you need. And lastly, practice mindfulness. You know, you could start incorporating techniques like meditation or deep breathing so that it can help calm your mind and disrupt the stress cycle. If you're not sure where to start, just go to YouTube and type meditation or deep breathing. There are so many good videos on YouTube. And they're also free. So yeah, these are all my top tips for you. And remember, by combining a cortisol calming diet with some practical stress management strategies, you can 100% finally achieve that glowing complexion you've been working towards. Because remember, your skincare routine is just one piece of the puzzle. It is when you take care of your body and your mind that your skin will reflect that care with a healthy radiance. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Be Well Club podcast. And remember, you are strong, you are capable, and you're worthy of feeling your best. So let's ditch the stress hormone addiction and embrace a life filled with health, happiness, and success on your own terms.